Hi there. The word for you today is show grace. In Ephesians 1 verse 7, Paul writes forgiveness in accordance with the riches of grace. Ever notice how quickly we judge somebody else's shortcomings while making all kinds of allowance for our own? Paul talks about, quote, the riches of grace that God lavished on us. We strain that grace when we refuse to extend it to others. Jesus said, Mark 11:25, when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so your Father may forgive you. You don't get to decide which offenses you'll forgive and which ones you'll keep holding over somebody's head. We are commanded in Micah 6 and verse 8 to, quote, love mercy. That means we must pursue it and make it our goal. Don't say, I'll forgive him when he proves he deserves it. Biblical forgiveness isn't conditional, can't be earned, isn't deserved, and you can't bargain for it. Jesus said in Matthew 10 verse 8, freely you have received. Now go and freely give what you've received. If I forgive her, then she's gotten away with it. You're not letting anybody away with anything, because even when you've forgiven the offender, there's still a penalty to be paid. It's just not your job to enforce it. You say, but if I forgive him, he'll keep hurting me. Forgiveness doesn't mean the relationship always stays the same. Did you get that? It takes time to rebuild trust and make sure repentance is genuine. In fact, if the offense is abusive or puts you or your loved ones in danger, forgive, but maintain a safe distance. You say, if I forgive her, she's free to hurt me again. The truth is, she's free to do it again anyway. Just like you're free to show grace, even when the offender doesn't ask or show any signs of repentance.